We are up to the Vay Zayin Amud Aleph, the very top of the page. If you test ear Tav Shinayin Vav, says the Mishnah, Bas Cholol Zochar. If the father is a Cholol, a Koyin who ruined himself, and his daughter is also a Pasul Minakuna. His son obviously is a Cholol, but also his daughter cannot marry a Koyin. Elam forever. Tomorrow we'll ask what do you have to say forever for. Then the next case is what about Yisrael? Shenos a chalala. If Yisrael marries a woman who's a chalala, for example, she's the daughter of a chal, or she herself lived with somebody that she's aser, is bita ksheira lekuna. Their daughter's kosher lekuhuna. Their daughter's kosher lekuhuna because the father is a Yisrael, so therefore the daughter can marry a kohen. Cholol shenasa bas Yisrael, a cholol who marries a Yiddish girl, bitte psul lekuna. The mission repeats it more. That's why it repeats it again. But not everyone agrees with this. If you remember, we had before that there was a Tana who believed that the mikveh tadal Yisrael, that if the woman is a bas Yisrael, even though the chol, the children are kosher, so she purifies the husband. Anyway, Rabbi Yehuda says another machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda says we know that a geyedus cannot marry a koyin. What about the daughter of a geyedus? He says the follows. It depends. If the mother is a geyedus and the father is Yisrael, the daughter could marry a koyin. But if the father is a geyed and the mother is a bas Yisrael, she cannot marry a koyin. So bas geyer zocher. We'll see the more later why. Bas geyer zocher ki bas chol zocher. It's no different than the father was a chol. That what the daughter cannot marry a koyin. So if the father is a geyed, the daughter cannot marry a koyin. If the mother is a geyedus, she could.
But the son of the geyed.
Son of a ger.
I was with a chol.
Only the direct generation. Yeah. That's right. Now, Lezman Yaakov disagrees, and we'll see later. Lezman Yaakov agrees. He says, Yisrael, either party is Yisrael, the child's allowed to marry a kohen. It's only if both parents are gay, the child cannot marry a kohen. Yisrael should not say geyedus. If Yisrael marries a geyedus, bitek shei lekuna. He says, I don't care if the mother's a geyedus or the father's a gay, the child could marry. Even the father's a gay, the child can marry a kohen. If a gay should not say bach, Yisrael, bitek shei lekuna. Even the father's a gay, you're allowed to marry a kohen. Av a gay, the should not say geyedus, because it says the passing imazel Yisrael. It has to be born some Yiddish blood in there. But if the both parents are gay, then bitek psula lekuna. Echad gay, but echad avarim mishuchrani. Whether it's a gay or an ever mishuchr, I feel like you did this. Actually, the imam Yisrael, you need some Jewish blood in there. Rabbi Yisi comes along in the halacha of the air like Rabbi Yisi. Even gay shenasa giyedus. If the child was born as a yid, that was the parents of a guy, and afterwards they conceived and had a child, then bitek shei lekuna. First of all, you started saying off that the father is a chol, the daughter is there, the children are chol forever. I mean, forever. Just about a mitzvah day, it's only two generations. The third one can go back. You can go back. No, le'elam forevermore. Chol keeps going. The ben chol keeps going. Yisrael shenas chalala. If a yid marries a chalala, so the Mishnah says, if a Yisrael marries a chalala, the child is kosher. But if a chalal marries a bas Yisrael, the child is pasul kuna. Okay, if a Yisrael marries a chalala, how do you know that if she's a chalala and the father is Yisrael, it doesn't pass on? What's the head to that? Nemar kan. It says over here by a kohen gadol. It says v'lo yichal zaroi be'amav, that he shouldn't in any way desecrate his children. So it talks about zari. But nemar lahalon. It says later on by a kohen in parshas emor lo yitamei. He's not allowed to be metamei. Baal be'amav. It says again that a baal is not allowed to be metamei to amav. When it talks about the din that you're not allowed to go to the base of kvaris, it's talking about the male kohen. We learned before that the female kohen has none of these yisurim. So just like it says be'amav here, it's talking about the male. So when it talks about the chal zaroi, it talks about also the male. But the male is the one who passes on the chalalus, and not the female. Baal, bama, mal, halos, chodil, and the cavers. Of course, chodil, and the cavers. Only males, not females. Pretty much, I'm active, so, bitter, shall come not, if so, if amav means only the male, so why did the daughter of an amon and a kohen gadol is a chalala? Let's dash an amav, only the male side takes on the chalalas. Why did we say that the first generation, the daughter also becomes a chalala? If the father was a kohen gadol mana. Miksiv, does it say, b'noi zareksiv? It doesn't say, chal b'noi. It says zare. So zare is inclusive. So we have a zare that's inclusive, and we have an amoy that's exclusive. Loichal zari ba'ama. Say b'zeif gemara baz benoit tishrei. If we're tashening from the word zara and we're saying ba'ama means only males. Okay, his son is asa, but you're telling me now, Mishnah, that his son's son is also asa. La'ilam. Why? Let his son's daughter be mutter. Let his son's what do you call it? You're saying me that his son or daughter is asr. His daughter's children are mutter, but his son's children are asr. Why the son's daughter asr? Let's stick it to the male side. Ksiv leyachal zare. Again, it says zare, which is inclusive. So makazare le mahu, just like the father, the originator of the sin. Who he's a machal b'tepsul, his daughter's pasul. So too the zare, the benoy, his daughter is pasul as well b'tepsul. So why do you say that his daughter's mutter? His daughter also should be also kazaroi. What was the purpose of the shava? We have the shava that's matir, and we have the zaroi that's ma'asa. So zaroi asa is anything through the male side is also forever. His initial, the first generation, the son and daughter are also, but the heter of Amo come tell you that the daughter's daughter is mutter. The daughter's daughter is no longer a problem, no longer a chol. The father is a cholol psula. The daughter is pasul. So why should you repeat again? So you're right. I did a ton of reisha, and the reisha says Yisrael shenasa cholol. In the second case in the Mishnah, it says if a yid marries a cholol, the children are kosher. Tanya Nami Sefer, but the flip side is a cholol shenasa. But if he was a cholol, even though she's a basrol, is in that the child is also even the daughter is bitul kuna. Does not conform with Rabbi Dostoy, who says that if the father is a Yisro, the father is a Cholol, the mother is a Yisro, the mother is a Mikvatar to the father, and the children are all kosher. The Tanya Rabbi Dostoy, Geshem Shebenei Yisro Mikvatar Cholol, is just like if she was a Cholol and the father was a Yisro, the children are 100% kosher. So told to the opposite, Kach Benois Yisro, if the father was a Cholol but the mother was a Yid, Benois Yisro Mikvatar Chololim, they purify. Yeah, they purify the father. Why temporary?
On him, it's a fighting.
It's him only, not food.
Yeah, they're saying, yeah. So the next generation is all mutter. My time, but the Rabbi Dostoy by Yehuda. What's his father? Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, makro. What's his father? Why does he hold that the mother cleansed the father? It says in the pasuk, lo yichal zarei ba'amov. It says, even though it's written ba'amov, it says ba'amov, as ba'amoi, ba'am echod, who the meichel, only they're both from the same nation, only if they're both a chol and a chalala, do they produce chalalim. But the shnei amim, if one of them, I don't care which one is a chol, another one is a regular bas Yisrael, a ben Yisrael, then einum meichel. Torah Mamglen, lo yichal zarei, ein li el zarei. All we know is that the children become chalalim. How do you know that if she marries, that she's a chalala, she can, and not only is she chalala, she can't marry another koyan, she loses, forfeits the right for truma. If she was a bas koyan, she can no longer go back into truma. How do we know that affects her? I'm a kabuchemer. It's a kabuchemer. Madr zari who are innocent, shalay over aveda, they didn't do an aveda mischalal. He shall over aveda, ain't a din she mischalalas. She who did could do a sin. Shouldn't the din be the what? That she also gets mischalalas. Says, well, that's not raya. Who acts me here? What about the father? The father, his mom is the one who perpetrated the crime, and nothing happens to him. The father, the kohen who married a grusha, what happens to the kohen? Nothing. While he's married, he can't do avodah. But the moment he divorces her, or the moment, everything, yeah, he can't do avodah. That's it. But after he leaves them, that's the main point is after he leaves her, he's back to normal. She is finished forever. So lucheda, what's a kavuchem? If you were kavuchem, because the one who caused it, he's more of a cause than she is. Who acts mechias? Over aveda, the aim is chalal. Name malu. Who she can't aim is chalal. Bechol mokem is different. Even let's say if he had a relation with a shivcha or a mamzedish or anything else, he will not even one night stand. Nothing happens to him. But if she has a one night stand, she's ushered to crying forever. So we see that the whole dynamics of a kohen and a woman is very, very different. And we look from a pasuk there. He never gives chalal. That's why even though his children become chalalim, it doesn't affect him because he bechal can never, because he was born as a kohen. That's it. Once you're born a kohen, you're a kohen. Toime behishim is chalalis bechal makam. Since in other places she does become a chalal, if she lives in the mams in one night, she becomes a chalalis. So therefore her children also are able to chal her. The im naturally, you can argue, the most will say what the argument is. If you can argue, with still unhappy with what I just said, on makra, you're not happy to come home, we have a pasuk. Lo yechalel zaroi, it says yechalel zaroi, lo yechul zesh ha yekoshe v'nizchal. It says in the pasuk, lo yechal zaroi. That means, seems from here that she gufa is kol mischal as well.
You should not make him.
By the way, lechal means you were good, and now I'm breaking you. The child was never good. The child was born after the din aveda were born. It says lechal means lechul zesh hayakoshev in his chal. This person was chal means we're desecrating something. So it means there was a time that you were kosher, and then you became a chul. That can only be talked about the mother, because the child was born.
Yeah, this one was never born.
Was born so it can't be talking about that. Do you have a pasuk? But he mother mine Moshe. So what's wrong with the kavuchim? Mother Zara surely heard that you needed this name. Because the you can argue, Iklam if you can ask, Mal Zara is in ways worse. Shekain Yitzirose Baveda. He was born in Aveda, therefore he mechul. But she was kosher till now. So maybe what if you're kosher till now, just like the kohen was kosher, doesn't become mechul. Maybe she too. That's why the person who was kosher also gets. That's a great. Talk about we learn. What's a halala? Kosher neldim and absulim. Anyone who was born from somebody's puzzle is a halala. My psulim. What do you mean psulim? What's the definition of psul? Ilem psulim loy. Anyone that the kohen should marry will produce halalim. Yeah, a kohen is not allowed to take back his own wife. And if he does take back his own wife, because a grusha. If he takes back his own wife, the children are not halalim. No, but according to you, psulim loy should be halalim. My psulim, ilam psulim loy. Anyone that the kohen is not married, forbidden to marry, had him machzik grusha. So the psulim loy definitely possible to him. And yet, over next shadim. And how do we know that? The chesiv it says a pasuk toy eva he. It's a mavedik. It's an abomination to go ahead and take her back. The he to eva they but not to even that only she the machzik grusha say is wrong for taking her back, but doesn't affect the children anyway. No, her new children with him I do not become halalim.
Well, in other words, if a kohen is married to a shosim,
yeah,
and
not halalim,
which is different to another.
Had he taken a friend the grusha, which would be halalim,
but
his own is not. So the question is: so what psulim? What is it that triggers this halalim business? So he said, okay, you're right. Hachakam, this way I'm going to say, Ezi chalolos and chalol, kol shenodim in psul kuhuna. Anyone that's possible, generally, because of psul kuhuna, the psul itself is a kind psul. So nolde in, le nolde no. So anyway, anyone was born out of a psul of kuhuna. So the Gemara, that you're telling me that only if they had kids, Bahari Almona to a coin godl or a grusha, the coin hayyid or a zayna, that you know that had a one night stand with somebody that was us to her, it's called a halala, and you get malchus, and the loynolda becomes a halala, no children involved, and yet she becomes a halala anyway. You just told me anyone that created children, psulim, no children, but I. Almana couldn't go, even though they had no children, she becomes a halala.
She's a bas kohen, yeah?
Irrelevant. She cannot marry another kohen. She cannot marry another kohen. If the husband died, why not?
She's a grusha.
Why is she a grusha? What if he dropped dead? She's an almana. Yet she cannot marry another kohen because she is a halala. Nothing to do with children. Omar Rabba says, Hachgam, this is actually what he meant to say. Ezehu halala muskere. What's the famous halal that's mentioned in the Torah, which we'll soon see what that is? Shalahoyela shasa koisha klal. What is it that never had a moment that they were kosher? Kosher no them ipsukuna. The woman, she was kosher until she did this aveda.
So then why does the Gemara here bring Enochanami? Brings the chance of her being an amal, but it also says ver grusha zoina.
That's right, ver grusha.
But he can't take her back anyway. She's a grusha zoina.
Yeah, but also affects that if she's the bas kohen, she can't eat truma. In the case of grusha. In the case of the almana.
So then the only nafkamina. As if she's a
kohenes,
she's
yes, bas kohen. Yeah, kol shenel sukuna. My muskeres. Because now it's generally when we say the word cholol means a child born out of a union that's wrong. And what's his famous one? But remember, the Torah says lechal zare. When the Torah talks about halam, talks about zare. We needed a special limud that it also affects the either through a kal v'chaymer, but we just had a kal v'chaymer or a pasuk. Yeah, or the mother. Yeah, Allah yechal, only the mother. Allah yechalel. We need a pasuk. But what's mefurish in the Torah? Children. So that's what the Gemara means here. My muskar is by Yovan Herakamad. Hazy chalol ikar b'divat Torah. Ain't tichlof five divas seifin. You don't need the rabbanon to come to kavuchaymer or a pasuk. Even though it's a pasuk in the Torah, you need a drush. You need someone to come along and dash it. It's not often in the pasuk. Koshen elu mepsulik kuna. Because it's zare all the time. Zare means what? Children. So the Gemara by Yovan, we learn it's possible. You can have a case of an almana and an almana and an almana. And we'll soon see what that means. Ein chayv l'achas, you live with all three of them, and you only chayv one aveda. Grusha, grusha, grusha. We'll soon see what about three different women and one woman who three times divorced. Ein chayv l'achas. But if you had an almana in this particular order, first she was an almana, and then afterwards she became a grusha. Then afterwards, she became a chalala.
The same person.
The same person. Then a zayna.
She's got quite a career.
Yeah, a serial. What do you call this?
Serial offender.
She's got. She should put in her CV to the shatzim.
I know. I take care of my men. Bizman shehem kaseide chayiv. If this is difficult order, then you have aveda because isa chalal isa.
Chayiv
al kolachas va'achas. But if you change the order, zinza because isa chalal isa. If it's adding a layer. Yeah.
Then he divorces her.
Yeah. Doesn't why Kohen Gadol? An almana.
Almana,
a regular almana.
Yeah.
And then from the almana, she then married somebody, became a grusha. I don't care who she married. She's an almana and a grusha. And then.
Then she got involved with the Kohen.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, she went out to another.
Each one of these adds a layer of Israel. Almana is on Yosef the Kohen Gadol. A grusha is also the Kohen Hedyet. And the zayna is also to Yisrael also if it's done while they're married. So each one's adding isa meisim. We'll soon see. Says you want to write, but imagine you can say chayv galach vacha zinza, but it's the other way around. And it's chala. But if she did the other way around, first she was mazana, which is the worst isa, and then she worked her way up, and it's chala. Then it's garsha. Then it's amla. And chayv galach, and chayv one. Amarava. We'll soon more explain. Along those lines, adding to the level of isurim. We'll soon see which one. Yeah. Yeah, the first one. Amar almana almana in the chayv alach and chayv alach. What are you talking about? Ilema shabal almana Reuven almana Shimon almana Levi with three different women. Each one was a widow in her own right. Amar in the chayv alach. Three different women. Why should we chayv one? Had a goofim bechalak in three different women and had a shem bechalak. Each one has their own aveda. Ella shabal almana achas shalosh bias. What are you talking about? One almana he had three relations with her. Hey, what are you talking about? Udloy asbe didn't warn her. The pshita in the chayv alach. Of course, he only chayv one because only he didn't have any warning. Only had one warning. El Dasim, if you warned her every single time, if you didn't get any warning, I need you to tell me only chayv one, only warned her for one aveda. Of course, only chayv one. And if you warned her, what tell me this did. And if you warned her three times, you chayv taka three. But none. Did we learn in a few places, in Nozin, other places, in Makkah, Nozin. So you shayse yayin kol ayim kul, drinking wine all day long. In chayv alachas, you only warned him once, it's chayv only one. If you keep on warning him continuously, don't drink, and he keeps on drinking, chayv alachas. Like Zichay, we're talking about Shabo al Almonas Reuven. He went, he had relations with one woman, but she herself went through the three different husbands. She is a Katlanis. Shabo al Almonas Reuven, Shahoisa. Almonas Shimon, Shahoisa. What do you call a black spider? What do they call these women? A black widow? Black widow, something. Black widow. Black widow. So she had three different husbands and she became a widow each time. But she was only one woman. So, Mount, I would have thought, Hadi Shemas Bukhalak, I would have thought, that's right, a doctor, a lawyer, an accountant. I would have thought, even though it's one woman, three different avedas here, because each had three different almanas inside her. You need three different women as well. Because one woman, you only get one malchus. Fine, velekum. Almana, then you said almana, grusha, vechalala, zoyna, haitana, mikasava. What does the town hold? Ekasava, isa, chalalisa. Right now, the Gemara thinks either you hold every isa is chalalisa, or any isa chalalisa. Samanashach. If you hold isa chalalisa, what's the chalal order? You're chayv whichever way you go. And if you hold any chalitza, again, what's the chalitza order? You never chayv more than one. What does the Tana hold? If he holds one isa could fall on top of another isa, then if chanami, which order it is? Because of it, any isa chalitza, then I feel like it's a nami, then even this order doesn't work. It's chalit. On my rabbi, haitane, we had a few exceptions that if you hold any isa chalitza, but if it's an isa koil or an isa mois, if it does. Haitane, this Tana holds isa cholal, isa lesli, taka, one isa on top of another, you cannot be coincide. Oh, but isa mois, isa, the second isa adds more people involved in the Isser, then it does add. Almana is only us at the Kohen Gadol. The Shadiyah, the Kohen Hedyet, permitted the Kohen Hedyet. Then, Havile Grusha, in the next Aveda, which is where she's divorced. Migud, it touches the Isser, the Gabi Kohen Hedyet, it touches the Isser, the Gabi Kohen Gadol. It's a whole new layer here. Grusha is also us at the Kohen Hedyet, so the Isser is Chal. And once it's Chal for Kohen Hedyet, it's Chal for Kohen Gadol. But dying shy to make a truma. However, at this stage, she's still allowed to eat truma. By being a grusha, she goes back home and she can eat truma. The next day she became a chalala. She had a one night stand with somebody. Also, now she cannot even go back any truma. Since a new isa came on here, that she's not like truma, it affects her personally. So it affects everything else as well, even the kain hedin and kain gadol. She's a new isa. And then elozoina. So that's my Isr, my Isr's Bay. Zoyna, what additional Isr is there? And then she goes married to Kohen Hedya. What Isr is there? If she was a married woman and she was Mazana, that's Isr. Even though little Poyol, she did not commit that Aveda. But the Isr of Znus, an argument. She's a player. But an argument of Znuya, she's a commit adultery. It's also by Yisrael as well. Shame's nus is also in many more places. So even though the poil she didn't do the aveda, but the aveda itself is such a chomedic aveda, you call that an isur meisiv as well. And because what would the name if she would commit adultery? She'd be asa to her husband. So you're adding another layer, not only a kohen gadol, a kohen hedyot. She'd also be, and truma, she'd also be asa to her own husband if she was under.
Shame's nus, are we saying she has a bad reputation?
She didn't. No. The Easter of nus. Shame's nus means the Easter of nus. If she was Mazana, she had a one night stand with Mamzeta. She's a panuya. Nobody's going anywhere. But it's called an Isa Maisi because this Isa that she did right now was Nus. And Nus sometimes can add, she will be Asa to her own husband. So the Isa itself is considered a more powerful Isa than all the other Isra, which cannot affect, you know, Yisrael. And this affects Yisrael. Okay. We learned before Rabsheshes. A Kohen Gadol we know has to marry a Psula. And then it says, but a Kohen Gadol should not take an almon and a grusha and a chalal and a zayna. It says, lo yikach. So it says in the pasuk, hu isha b'psula yikach, so kosher hu b'yikach, that anyone that is able to marry b'yikach, which is a psula, harehu b'lo yikach. So it's another, if she turns out to be an almon, he's over lo yikach for tenger. Kosher ain't b'yikach, but anybody who's not included, doesn't have the option of yikach, ainable yikach, does not have itzel yikach. What are we talking about? Prat lekoyin godul shebo ala choyse almona. He marries his sister widow. Since his sister was never an option to marry in the first place, and if she becomes an almona, there's no itzel of yikach. You're also the itzel of kodesh for taking your sister, incest. But you won't have the itzel of a koyin godul marrying an almona. Because since you don't have, you're not included in the yikach, you're not included in the lo yikach.
Isn't that like a common word that happens?
No, you don't get malchus. No, you don't.
Normally, we don't always say kolam b'drabim. If a person's over on two things,
by Mrs. Kodes, we have a machleik. Only b'chudim and a kana holds by Kodes. You don't use a kolam b'drabim. That's right. Like kolam chamed. Chum and a kana argues. So you might write Amalei Dama Lachmani. Who is Rabbi Shimon? What you just said right now, Rabbi Shimon. So there's an Isra of a nation of a chayisai added on another layer of almana, and you're obviously holding ain Isra chal Isra. The Tanya Rabbi Shimon says, what happens if somebody eats treifa Yom Kippur? On Yom Kippur. He's potter for Yom Kippur. Even though Yom Kippur is a much stricter Isra's Kodesh, but since the Isra of Treif was there first, now Rashi says even though the animal died out of Yom Kippur, then obviously became Treif before Yom Kippur. Even the animal died on Yom Kippur, but before Yom Kippur, the animal was also Eifer Melechai. Yeah, you're not eating an animal while it's alive. So there's always an Isra on this meat. But this Eifer Melechai, and then it transferred to this other Isra of the Hesus.
The additional layer of Nevela.
Kippur does not add because he doesn't hold of Isa Maisif. Ain't Isa Chalis. No, the second Isa is much stricter than the first. You don't get curse. If you want to eat treif, eat only Yom Kippur. Eat Rabban and Rabban and Ha'ami say Isa Chalis. They hold Isa Chalis. So the Chedi Yom Kippur should fall on Nevela. Says Gemara 9. I feel the Tema Rabbanon. Even the Rabban who argue by Yom Kippur has nothing to do with our case here. Because in the case, Ki am Rabbanon Isa Chalis. When the Rabbanon say Isa Chalis, Hani Mili Isa Chalis, Kal. Over there by Yom Kippur they argue because the second Isa is far stricter than the first Isa. Yom Kippur you get Kodesh and for Yom you get Malchus. Over here, it was his sister from day one. He now added another layer, Almana. So which is a stricter Aveda? So the fact that it was a sister, a Kodesh, and Almana is only a Lav. So obviously, the Rabbanon Amoide, that a weaker Isa will not fall on top of a stronger Isa. So even Rabbanon Amoide, there's no Isa Almana here. That's one version. He can have the other say, in fact, who's the author of this din? Hamani Rabbani, this din of what of Almana and a sister is actually going to Rabbanon, that it's not Chal. Dami Yisachal, normally Yisachal Lisa, but not over here. V'chiyom, Yerbon, Yisachal Lisa, Dafki Yisachomer, Yisachal. Abel Yisachal, Yisachomer, but a light Yisachal, and a strict Yisachal, loy chayil. Because L'chayil, if it's Rav Shimon, what's the Chiddush? Hash, the Yisachomer, Yisachal, loy chayil. Maduch, they hold him, Kippur will not chal on tray. You've got to tell me that Amon is not chal on his sister. Yisachal, Yisachomer, boyim. That's not a lie. Ma'otema could be Rav Shimon. I would have thought, remember we learned so many times that there's so many mitzvahs by a kohen that were strict with a kohen, that maybe by a kohen we'll say Issa Chalisa. Issa Kuhuna is shining. Issa Kuhuna is different, that there's so many chumras there, maybe we'll also be machmer that the Issa of Amana will fall on top of the Issa of sister. So therefore, come Ashalon. I'm later, Papa Labaye. Papa Labaye. Yisrael Habala Choisai. If a Yisrael has an affair even one night with his sister, Zoyne Mashalay, he turns her into a Zoyne, which means she can never marry a kohen again. Now, we just learned before that a Zayna is, if she had a one-night stand with anyone that she's usher to, she becomes a Zayna. So what's a Chiddush? Absolutely no Chiddush at all. So what's my question? My question is, Halala Mashvila Alayma Vashla. In other words, the din is that a Koyan, if he takes a Halala, he gets Malkus for Halala. This woman that married with that lived with his brother, is it only the Isra of Zayna? Because there's a separate Isra of a Zayna, separate Isra of a Grusha, and a separate Isra of a Halala. Do you get double malchus here? One for Chalola and one for Zayna, or only for Zayna and that's it? Oilai mashali, or not? What's a shayla? Mia minuze kabuchayim mechayiv elavin havechalola madach mechayiv elavin. If she, for example, if she lives with somebody that's of a mamzer, if she becomes a Chalola, mechayiv kisal koshka, and surely with the brothers, kisal surely becomes a Chalola. So this kohen marriage should be able to lavin. Or maybe the is who can turn her in chalala only someone as a kohen. Only a kohen is not allowed. If she lived with a kohen and she was a grusha, she becomes now a chalala. And if she marries another kohen, that second kohen gets a lab of isa of chalala. But she's a grusha of a chalala, but not the isa of a brother and a sister, which has nothing to do with kohen. It's not a unique din to kohen. Maybe if it's not a unique din to kohen, there's nothing with chalala. That's a zayna, not chalala. He ruled Chalala is only from Isakuna. How do we know this then? You just lay down the fact. You established that Chalala is only Isakuna. How do you know that? The Tanya, how do you know that incest does not create a Chalala? The Tanya we learned. Lo Yemeh, the Torah shouldn't say Grusha Bekoin Godul.
Why? What, like a mamzer?
Well,
incest, what would the
child no children. Too much. The she person, her status. Her personal status. So she's obviously a Zayna. She cannot marry a Kohen Hedyot ever. She didn't. Wasn't married to her brother. She had a one night stand. I was talking about her status. Now, it says, a Kohen Gadol, it says the Pasuk, a Kohen Gadol should not marry an Almana and a Grusha and a Chalal. Almana is a new Issa for a Kohen Gadol. The Torah had to spell out. Why does the Torah have to spell out that a Kohen Gadol cannot marry a Grusha? Of course, a kohen gadol cannot marry a grusha. Maduch a kohen hedyot cannot marry a grusha. A kohen gadol who is even stricter than a kohen hedyot. You have to tell me that. Freddy Gemara, but teisik avuchemer, the kohen hedyot. But I mean, I would say, hash to the kohen hedyot asur. Maduch kohen hedyot is asur. The kohen gadol, the boy, you got to tell me kohen gadol. Now Rashi says a very interesting thing here, and I tell you once in the chakir. Rashi is the last in our line. The kohen gadol, the boy, me had yoy teisik nesra olav. Now, what's Rashi saying is an unbelievable thing. There's a big chakir in Achreinim, and I don't remember anybody bringing this Rashi. What's a kohen gadol? Is a kohen gadol a kohen hedyot but one step more? Or a kohen gadol is a whole different person? No longer a kohen hedyot, a whole different person. And Nav Kamina, we learned a lot of machlekes in Masechta Yevamos are explained. You might ask questions about kohen gadol. He was married to an amana, you know, as a kohen hedyot, and then he became a kohen gadol. This man, what happens is he's not married.
Is there a difference if he's a mashuach or a merubah of gadol?
No. The idea of a kohen gadol with the new status is the pshat is he's a kohen hedyot, but they added another layer. Or the pshat is a new person. Rashi clearly says here, the kohen gadol, and the way he learns talking about it, kohen gadol, he still has a hedyot inside him, and as a hedyot, he cannot live with a grusha. So what do you have to tell me, kohen gadol, you cannot live with a grusha? Why would you think you're allowed to? It's a chafort hedyot. That's how the Rashi learns the question. Clearly, he's a kohen hedyot.
He's a regular kohen with an additional...
Exactly, another layer. Anyway, so why does he have to spell it out? So lochel hash the kohen hedyot asur the kohen gadol baya lama nemri. You know why it said kishem shechaluk grusha mezayne vechalola bekohen hedyot. Just like that grusha has a separate lab. That when it says in the pasuk that if a woman was a zayna and a chalala and a grusha, she'll get malchus for each one separately. Grusha, even though this grusha happens to be a zayna as well, she'll get malchus for grusha. Kach chaluka b'kohen gadol. Tell you, kohen gadol also. If he marries a woman that happens to be a grusha and a mana and a chalala and all that, he'll get malchus for each one individually. Says the Gemara, pshita, for that I need a pasuk. Migra gora, if as a kohen, same question. As a kohen hedyed, he'll get malchus for each one separately. Why would you think as a kohen gadol he wouldn't? Remember, all he is a kohen hedyed with an extra chumra. Ella, the pshat is kashem shechaluka grusha mezayin v'chaluka kohen hedyed. Just like a grusha chalala is a grusha separated from zayin chalala by kohen hedyed. Kach almana chaluka megrusha v'chalala zayin v'kohen gadol. So too, almana. Not the teachings regarding grusha. Of course, regarding grusha, if as a kohen hedyed, you'll get malchus for a grusha, even though she's also halal, you get separate malchus. Surely, for by a kohen gadol, you'll get a separate malchus of grusha. The chiddush is that a kohen gadol who marries an almana who happens to be a grusha and a halal, she'll get separate malchus. He'll get separate malchus for almana as well. How do you know that? Maybe you only get malchus for almana if she happens to be only an almana. But if it's an almana and a grusha, maybe the kohen gadol only gets one set of malchus. So therefore, we need to learn from kohen hedyed. Just like that, each one. It's separate malchus, same thing with kohen gadol. Each one of them. And how do we know about kohen gadol? By the Torah repeating again, grusha. Why to repeat grusha? To tell you that just like over there, grusha, you get individual malchus. Almana here is a individual malchus. Fedi Gemara, that explains grusha. What about chalala? If a chalala gets malchus of kohen hedyed, sure, there's a kohen gadol you get malchus as well. Why did you tell me that for? Because the pasuk says almana grusha v'chalala. Why repeat chalala as well and zayna? Says the Gemara. Why does it say chalala by a kohen gadol? What are you for? Ain chalala misakuna. That's how we learn it out. You know what chalala is tell you when is a woman considered a chalala and when is a kohen over if the isa chalala? Only if the isa came from kohen. She was a grusha. She lived with a whatever. She lived with a kohen when she shouldn't have. But if she was stam, lived with a mamzeris, does not become a chalal, and therefore, or he lives with her brother, she does not become a chalal. Zayin alam and emra, so zayin is extra by kohen hedyed. Zayin gets malchus, surely kohen gadol. Nema kan zayin, mahal zayin, ma kan zaray chulin. Just like over here, by a kohen gadol, that is, what happens to his children? Zaray come a chulalin. The whole din of a chulalin we learn out from, by the way, not from kohen hedyed, from kohen gadol. Just like by a kohen gadol, what happened? What's the end result of him living one of these women? That the children become chulalin. Aflahal zare chulin. So to by kohen hedyed, the children are chalalim. Amar Rav Ashi, here therefore, kohen abal chaisay. If a kohen has relations with his sister, zayna mashulei, he'll make her a zayna. But chalalim mashulei. Why want to be a chalalim? Because it's not isakuna. So, but now what happened? He as a kohen lived with her, right? Shouldn't have lived with her. She's a zayna. But now that a kohen should live with her, she now becomes a chalala for the future. So if chazir abola, then he has relations with her again. Asa chalala. Now he made her into chalala.
What, only the second time, not the first time?
Yeah, the second time.
So the first time he makes her a zayin,
exactly.
The second time he makes her a chalala.
Okay, we'll stop here. Stop here.